It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack. Now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with week four of football in the books, it's time to get ready for week five. And no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week five, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, we are going to pick up the conversation where we left off. In the last week or so, we've been able to chat with coaches, with players, so much news coming out of it. One of the other items that caught my eye was Will Fries, who's been the starting right tackle now for the last couple years. He is being worked out at guard. What's your reaction to that?
I don't know how to react to it just yet. I do think that, there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, they're doing a little bit of cross training with guys who are capable of doing that. And James Franklin mentioned that Will Fries, his future in the pros might be at the guard spot. So it might behoove him to get some work in there, which is fine and good. But Caden Wallace, you know, like I really take this as a tip of the cap to him because it sounds like he's going to be a real monster, Jim, you know, and I anticipated he might just by looking at him and looking at, you know, at 6'5", 335 of just, you know, like chiseled rock, you know, it might make some sense to create opportunities. You can't wait for opportunities to get him on the field. So to create opportunities for Caden Wallace. And I think this came up over the summer with Landon Tengwall, my conversation with him and him saying he doesn't anticipate Caden Wallace is going to live out all his eligibility at Penn State. So you kind of think that there's a high opinion behind the scenes of this kid and him, you know, being a very bright pro prospect down the road. The other part of it with the cross training, I don't think there's a lot of other guys doing that kind of cross training, tackle and guard. So, but you do build in some injury contingencies there, which you always need them. So if you were to have an injury, let's say at left guard to Mike Miranda or right guard to CJ Thorpe, that could be the pathway to moving Will Fries inside and getting Caden Wallace on the field. I think it's a very exciting possibility. You know, it's something that you're talking about Caden Wallace still being a redshirt freshman. You're not just going to take your fifth year senior on a whim and start cross training him like that. I think Caden Wallace definitely has a part in this.
When Coach Troutwine talked to us, he talked about having players cross train, be able to play multiple positions. So that was obviously important to him. But when you have a returning starter at tackle working out at guard, I don't think there's any doubt that there's a little more to this. And Caden Wallace is a huge part of it. And literally, I mean a huge part of this when you see him. The other part of this you mentioned that James Franklin talked about his ability, talking about Will Fries taking that next step to the NFL and his future might be at guard. Our buddy Ross Tucker has talked about this, if you're not a star coming in as an offensive lineman, say a star tackle, that versatility to be able to play both tackle and guard is so important in the NFL, where they have limited number on the roster. And one of the places where they want to save on players is on the offensive line. So if you can show that versatility, it's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes you take for granted, like, okay, you play tackle in college, moving inside to guard shouldn't be a problem. If you're good enough to play tackle at that level, you should be good enough to play guard, when Ross can attest to it being such a different position, and the it being tighter quarters and being a little bit more, you know, less space. So I think having some film and having some experience at guard will help Will Fries. I don't think, you know, I think he's long enough. I don't know that he's athletic enough to stick there at the next level. So it does make sense for him to play guard, and it does make sense for James Franklin to get him some opportunities at guard. And even if that's just a surface excuse to try to create, you know, more reps for Caden Wallace.
Exactly. Let's stick on the offensive line. Another note, and this is an absolutely great story, I think. Juice Scruggs, who suffered from a serious car accident a couple years ago now, it seems like he's finally healthy and ready to contribute, Dustin.
And I think for that position moving forward, it's a big deal. You know, obviously the first and foremost is for a kid to get his life all the way back to normal, to get his ambitions and his dreams back on the table again when it looked like maybe they weren't going to be. But I do think for that position, for depth this season, for feeling good about, you know, getting beyond the Michael Mennett era and taking this into the future, having Juice Scruggs back and removing that cloud from over him, it's a big deal for everybody involved. And you're right, just an awesome story. I'm always a sucker for, you know, the kid who's down and out and who comes the whole way back and who works hard to get there. And that sounds like the Juice Scruggs story right there.
I won't say we, I'll say me. I'm a Penn State fan. Obviously, I want all these players to perform well. But when you reach a point where you can see the story outside of the Penn State umbrella, but as an individual, a young man, like you said, had all these dreams ahead of him, and it seemed like it may have gone away with this car accident, that is a great story. And it's one of those where I'd be rooting for the kids, for this kid, even if he were playing at Pitt. You know, it's something where you want to root for the individual. All right, Dustin, I want to move away from the line. Let's talk about one of our favorite topics, which is wide receivers. And the names Keandre Lambert and Parker Washington, two true freshmen, those names seem to keep popping up, don't they?
And for good reason. You know, I think for their readiness, their upside, their talent, and then you look at this depth chart, which is pretty open, you know, and I put it this way before, that every single guy on the wide receiver depth chart is going to be asked to do something that they've never done this year. Jahan Dotson's never been a number one. Daniel George has never been a number two. John Dunmore and TJ Jones, they haven't obviously played a season without their red shirt. Everybody's got questions. And so the dynamic sets up pretty nicely that if you've got a couple explosive true freshmen who are, you know, in Keandre Lambert-Smith's case, very springy, explosive, quick twitch, very athletic, stuff that you can't teach. Parker Washington, kind of the same thing. You know, he runs, I think, somewhere in the low 4.5s in the 40. He's 200 pounds. He's shifty. He's quick. He's kind of built that you can create opportunities out of the slot for him. I think this situation and these guys, it's a pretty good moment in time for both these true freshmen to get on the field. And you're right, their names keep coming up again and again and again in different contexts for a reason. And I would be surprised really at this point if both of these guys aren't playing games for Penn State, if they both don't go beyond that four games.
I agree with you. You can't have these names keep popping up like that without it meaning something. And Dustin, one of my favorite all-time saying is the definition of luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And at the very least, these two true freshmen, they're going to have opportunity just by playing the wide receiver position. The question becomes, as true freshmen, are they prepared? And from everything we're hearing, they do seem prepared at a very young age, don't they?
They do. And I think, you know, Keandre Lambert prepared, came in January. That didn't mean quite as much as it usually does. But I think that having the vertical that he has, and I think he's got kind of that big time mentality, that kind of that confidence, swagger, the feeling like he belongs. And I think that's an underrated part of the can you play as a freshman conversation. Parker Washington, I'd probably say the same thing coming out of Texas. Very, very productive. He looks the part of a college wide receiver already. I think there's going to be some chances to maybe move Jahan Dotson around the formation some, and maybe Parker Washington's a guy to get into that slot once in a while.
All right. Here's another one of my notes that I found interesting. Apparently, Joey Porter has very long arms.
35 inches from, that's what Tariq Caster Field said. 35 inch arms. I don't want to say he's flying under the radar, Jim, but he, of that foursome in the 2019 class, he and Daquan Hardy did not burn their red shirts last season. So Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson, probably a little ahead of both of those guys, but they seem to have a very high opinion of Daquan Hardy. And it seems to be very easy to have a high opinion of Joey Porter Jr., who, again, you coming from where he comes from with his dad being Joey Porter, a four-time Pro Bowler, he seems like he belongs on that field too. And they all speak highly of him. 200 pounds, those long arms, can also run very well too. He was a guy I thought maybe he is going to have to move to safety at some point in time. And who knows, maybe that's still part of it. But I think he can really stick at the cornerback spot. And he would seem to be a natural kind of heir apparent to Tariq Caster Field. They've always, you know, going back to Christian Campbell, Amani Oruwariye, and Tariq Caster Fields, and now Joey Porter Jr. moving into the future, they've always had at least one of those long corners that they can deploy. I think Joey Porter Jr. is going to be that next one.
And it seems like that's what they really like about him, is that length, the height. Obviously, now we know the arm length also. And as far as flying under the radar, what's been fascinating to me is our colleague Bob Flounders. He's been all over Joey Porter now for months and months, saying he thinks he's going to be a big-time player. So our buddy Bob's been on this for quite a while. All right, that's it for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stick around. We are going to talk even more Penn State football in quarter number three.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.